The first ever World Hepatitis Summit is being held in Glasgow, Scotland. It's estimated 400 million people are infected with the viral disease, which kills nearly 1.5 million people a year. But a vaccine and treatment are now available. The World Health Organization says most people living with the chronic disease do not even know they're infected. There are five different hepatitis viruses, A, B, C, D, and E. All cause inflammation of the liver, but two strains, B and C, cause most of the deaths. In fact, those two strains are responsible for 80% of all liver cancer deaths. The A and E strains are spread through contaminated food and water. They cause acute infection. However, most people recover. Dr. Stefan Victor says the B and C strains are different.
Hepatitis B and C are transmitted by blood, so that means from mother to a child, through blood transfusions or through injections. Hepatitis B can also be transmitted by sex, so there's different routes of transmission.
Victor is team leader of the World Health Organization's Global Hepatitis Program.
Luckily, we have ways to prevent all of them. There's a great vaccine for hepatitis B that is effective for life. And there's treatments for both B and C. So there are now in hand means of preventing and treating both infections. So really, this is the time to act. And that's really the point of this summit.
Hepatitis D is also transmitted through contaminated blood. However, it only affects people already infected with the B virus. Not long ago, no treatment was available for hepatitis C to prevent fatal liver damage.
One of the most remarkable advances in the development of medicines is the development of treatments for hepatitis C. Until recently, it was very difficult to cure. It required weekly injections, and only half of people who started the medicines were cured. Now, the medicines are about 12 weeks of treatment, one pill a day, and almost everyone is cured. And cured means the virus is gone from their body.
But Dr. Victor says although a vaccine and treatments are available, not everyone in need can get them.
The problem has been that these medicines are very expensive. In the U.S., for example, it costs more than $100,000 to treat one person, just for the medicines. Luckily, the lower-income countries have been able to get these same medicines at much lower price. But a lot more has to happen to make these drugs affordable. And we estimate that it's a big problem. There's about 240 million people with chronic hepatitis B, and between 130 and 150 million for hepatitis C. So these are big problems.
One of the goals of the first World Hepatitis Summit is to urge countries to develop national hepatitis treatment and prevention programs.
We really need governments, civil society, private companies to make people aware.
He says the approach should be similar to that taken for HIV/AIDS. He says some routes of transmission are similar. And like HIV, hepatitis also carries a lot of stigma. Another similarity is that hepatitis, if untreated, does not kill right away. It can take decades for the virus to destroy the liver. The worst affected regions are in Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. The World Hepatitis Summit is co-sponsored by the WHO and the World Hepatitis Alliance. It's expected to become an annual event. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.